This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Light is the brush, darkness is the canvas. Hannu Hutamo is a visual artist and a photographer that is not afraid of the dark, but finds a potential magic in it. In fact, he creates a world in the low light with just a little torch, some skills and imagination. Good afternoon, I'm Jermaine B and this is Careers Unusual, where we speak to people with jobs that are off the beaten path. Utilizing a variety of handheld light tools, Hannu works in the dusk to create his signature alien flower paintings, often in nature and abandoned buildings. Amazingly, he executes each photo without a single touch of Photoshop. Finland-based artist Hannu Hutamo is on the show today to share with us on his unique trajectory in light painting.
Hi, my name is Hannu Hutamo, and I'm a photographer and a light painter from Helsinki, Finland.
Okay, hi. Welcome on the air, Hannu.
Hi, thanks.
So, Hannu, share with us and introduce light painting in your terms.
Well, light painting is like a photographic technique that uses long exposure. And while the shutter is open, you can draw with light by using different kinds of light sources, like mainly like flashlights or almost anything that like emits light. So that's the basic thing in a nutshell. And of course, you have to use tripod to keep the camera still. And then you need wireless or wired shutter release cable to keep the shutter open as long as you want. Basically, yeah, there's the thing.
What are the misunderstandings people have on light painting based on your experience so far?
Well, lots of different kind of misunderstandings. Well, usually people, so like, when they see my work at the first time, they always think that, okay, this is done with the Photoshop or some kind of other, like a manipulation software. But I don't use it that much. I only use Photoshop when I'm doing prints, of course, because I have to do the raw workflow. But I don't alter the pixels. I don't take any pixels out of the picture or add it. So basically just adjusting the raw. That is the most common. And, well, people... if they haven't heard anything about light painting, they just trying to figure out, so like, how can you paint with light for example, painting? And then I have to explain it like from the scratch that how you do it, like this time, like you have to use the tripod, a camera and stuff like that. So I think those two are the most common mistakes.
When was the turning point to where you see this dream taking off in terms of, like, what triggered your passion to pursue light painting?
Okay. I started light painting, like, for about 8 years ago. And it started, I think, one of my friends showed his pictures he had taken with the long exposure technique. Just the basic drawings and the light stripes and trails all over the place. And I was just like amazed about the technique, that how can this be done? Because the person himself, he can't be seen in a picture. And at that time, I think it was a pure magic, that how can this thing can be done. So, but right after that, I had to, you know, get myself a DSLR camera. Mm. And I started doing it like almost every night, and it lasted for weeks. And I just practiced and learned new techniques, like with the lamps and all the things that you can get with using like different kinds of light sources, mainly like dimmer, L-wire. That's one of my favorite light tools. It's like this kind of wire that glows in the dark, and it's a battery operated. I use it quite a lot at the moment also. And then, of course, how the brighter lights work. And maybe if I used some kind of children's light toys. And since that day, it's been like playing for me. I feel myself like as a kid, because I have a background as a musician. I did like a few years, I didn't actually do any photography or drawing. But as a teenager, I used to draw quite a lot. So maybe this is the new way to express myself, like today, like to light painting.
Hannu, share with us, what's the process in your light painting projects?
Well, it all starts maybe from the idea, like everything starts from a good idea or bad idea. But I might do some sketches on paper first. If I have some kind of locations that I want to use in my images, maybe I go scouting them out and see what they look in the daylight. And then I might go back afterwards and check what they look on the dark. And basically, I take some test shots to see how the place will work in the image. And after that, I will mainly go to my studio. I might do some test shots over there. Just, do like few forms that I want to make on that current location. I started to gather the whole picture in a few pieces. That's just a few parts first, and then I try to combine all those different like little elements like together as one whole picture. Well, and after that, I go to the location that might be somewhere in the middle of the forest. I like to use that kind of surroundings quite a lot. And also my other favorite is these abandoned buildings, like old buildings. They are really huge source of inspiration for me because you can alter the place like completely just by using different kinds of colors in the lights or different kinds of forms. And then like try to emphasize all the interesting details in that current location. I think that's pretty much it. And after I might take some like it depends on exposure time. If the picture would be something like 2 to 10 minutes exposing time, then I might take from 2 to 3 pictures, and then I just choose the best one.
Hanu, you mentioned that light painting is usually done in abandoned buildings or even hazardous areas. So have you injured yourself in the process?
Well, I've been quite lucky. I haven't been injured. Well, some few scratches maybe, but that's about it. So I try to be really careful, and when I'm alone, I won't go like that hazardous places at all. If I have some kind of like assistant with me or some of my friends will come, then it's a lot of easier to do it. And but I've been quite lucky.
What about interesting story that has happened in the making of your light painting?
Well, there are lots of these kind of little happenings or stories. Mainly, I think the most interesting and funniest thing is when you are in the middle of the forest or some kind of a distant place, and you're facing like other people there. There's some be just like walkers or people that are just want to spend their time in the nature, and they see me like doing this kind of stuff. They are like, "What are you doing?" And I think these kind of confrontations are the most funniest and the interesting because then people usually they don't know anything about the light painting and the techniques, so they are really like interested to see like the outcome of the picture or the light painting and how it looks like, and they're like so amazed and blown away about, "Oh, I didn't know about this." And I think that's the best part of it. If I think something hazardous, I haven't had any problem with the police or like guards in any places because I choose the surroundings like that. I won't be a problem there. Or
And what are the equipments that you use for your artwork?
yeah, I use all kinds of light sources. I have my LED flashlight selection. There are different kinds of more are smaller, some bigger, more powerful. Then I use the electroluminescent wire, which is also known as L-wire, and that I use quite a lot. I bend it in a different shapes, so that helps me to create more like a difficult or more complex forms more easily. And then I use LED light strips, just like a Christmas lights, different kinds of stuff like that. And well, basically that's the core light tool selection I have. But like I said, you can almost use like anything you have that like emits light or has some kind of glow. So basically just be like innovative.
So, Hanu, how do you scout for the location?
I hear lots of stuff from my friends. They are like asking me that, "Have you visited this place? You should definitely go there. It looks amazing and it would be a great place for a light painting." I think that's the main source. And then I, of course, read the newspapers if there's something interesting news about the places. And all those like outdoor areas nearby Helsinki, there are lots of, forests here. And I search them also. And I have found like few places that I visit almost like weekly, because there are so large areas that there are so many interesting places. So, but what I lack the most here in Helsinki area, there are not that much of these old buildings, like abandoned places that are like open to the people. And that's quite a challenge to find that kind of place here. But mainly it goes like that.
I understand your main subject is flower.
Yeah.
Yeah. Why do you choose flowers? And any other graphic images that you would wish to try apart from flowers?
Yeah, this flower thing, it developed quite accidentally. I've been always like interested in symmetry and like organic forms, and I just wanted to create something like that. So maybe the flower just came out, because I sometimes, or quite often actually, I use like both of my hands for light painting, and that helps me to create like these symmetric forms. And it just, in some point, it just got into this more like flower type forms. There isn't that like detailed explain for it, but
doesn't have an exact explanation for it, but it's more of what you incline to. All right.
Yeah. Mainly what I want to say with the flower thing or these organic forms, I try to bring some order in the chaos, because if I'm in some kind of abandoned location, they are almost so full of garbage, and they are really like dirty places and messed up. So maybe this flower form will bring some light into the darkness, and I have that kind of a representation about the.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how do you decide on a price for your photos?
Well, it depends on the printing. How big is the print, and what kind of, is it like aluminium print or is it debond? Of course, that kind of things raises the cost, and the place where I have to deliver the package. But if you think about light painting itself, because it's a little bit tricky on the pricing situation, because it's a photograph, yes, but it's also more than just a basic snapshot from the surroundings or a people. It's somewhere in the middle of painting and drawing and photography. So all of these things might affect on the final price, of course, and how long the exposure, how much work I had to do it, how much hours I have to spend on sketching or like developing all this new form. So basically like that.
Hannu Huhtamo had been sharing with us his experiences towards and being a light painter. When we come back, we ask Hannu about the challenges he faces as a light painter, his learning curves, as well as his thoughts on the future of the art he adores. You're listening to Careers Unusual, BFM 89.9.
Bodacious, fabulous minds. BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, you're listening to Careers Unusual with me, Jermaine B. And today we're speaking with Hannu Huhtamo, who shared with us on the role of being a light painter. Light painting is a technique where you draw with light while the camera's shutter is open. Hannu's work shows the appeal of light painting. He believes that ruined places can be adorned with just some light treatment, and with every stroke of light he draws, his mood brightens up and his heart grows in lightness. So Hannu, what are the main challenges in being a light painter?
Well, one thing that comes to my mind first is that you have to do everything in a darkness. So if you're drawing or you're painting, you really can't see what you're doing at that time. So you have to like memorize all the forms you are doing and all the movements you've been practiced. I think that's the most difficult part in it. It's like you have to plan like a choreography and memorize every movement to complete the form I want at the moment. So, but it also like opens different kinds of possibilities, because you're like able to draw in a like a three-dimensional place, and that's really unique. You can't do that when you're painting with the oil colors, or maybe it's have something to do with the sculpting also, because that's more like three-dimensional art.
How steep is the learning curve for light painter? Is it hard going from drawing a pentagram to doing these awesome art pieces?
Ah, you have read some of my interview about the pentagram. Yeah. Well, that's a really, really old picture that we did. But, well, it takes some time, of course. For me, it has taken years. I try to do it like daily, but some weeks it's just too impossible to do it. But I think the more you do it, like in every form of art or everything you can, like sports or everything, more you do it, more better you get all the time. But the thing is that you have to start to do it like really simple stuff and just to practice the basic forms so you can get it out like clean shapes and straight lines if you are searching that kind of stuff. But like I said, for me it has been a few years to be in like this situation, and it still continues. I have this like some kind of a passion to like develop my flower and this organic shapes into almost like perfect type of shapes, and I don't know when it's going to happen. Maybe it's not going to happen like any time, but let's see what happens.
Okay. And Hanu, you're also a musician. Any plans on merging music with your art?
Yeah, that's one of my biggest dreams. Oh. If I can do it someday, like flawlessly.
So that's the future plans for you?
Yeah, maybe. I have some kind of ideas and some inquiries of this type of, you know, like art, or maybe an installation that where I might use this light art and combine it with my music. It might be some kind of, I don't know, multimedia type of an installation that maybe the light will react with the music I have composed, or maybe the viewer itself can affect to the final image, or the installation can be changed like because of the viewer. So that kind of thoughts I have had lately.
What would you say would be the future potentials for light painting?
Well, there are some new stuff happening all the time, and I think the biggest change might be that more like you will see it more like on a video. It's not going to be stills anymore, and people are doing it like all the time at this very day, but it's not that common, because if you want to create same kind of effect with the video effect, so it will take lots of processing power from a computer. I have myself, I have that kind of software that like imitates the long exposure effect, and it's really cool, but it has lots of limitations still. It's not working just the way like the camera works. And of course, it will go to the higher resolution, 4K, maybe 5K in some day, maybe more. And of course, this is a three-dimensional stuff. You have this 360 cameras, so you can do 360 videos with light painting more in the future. I think that will be the way how it will develop.
Hanu, let's get a little bit into your hopes that you would like to see out of people witnessing your work. What does your work mean to you, and what do you hope to convey?
I think during the years, the light painting has become more than just a form of art or just a hobby or just a way to make a living. I think it's also a way of life. Like if you think all kind of artists, I think they don't create all the art. They are living it, they are breathing it. And it's same thing for me. For example, when I go to the forests, they are like mainly dark and calm and peaceful places. It's some kind of a way of meditation for me also. So I have my own time to think about all the things that I have in my head, and I can really like concentrate on one thing. And after that, I'm like, well, not to say completely new person, but it does some good. It cheers me up. I get more energy out of it, and I get more ideas. I get more inspired. So it's like a medicine. So pretty much that's the main thing to do. And what I want to show to people also is that it's like encourage people to try it. It's not easy to create like complex forms, but if you can do like amazing and fun stuff, just like simple light tools, and just like waving all those lights, you can create them just really nice light trails, and they look amazing against the black and dark background. And I've been using this kind of stuff in my workshops also with the kids and the elder people and some disabled people, and all these groups, they love it. They just love it because you can do so simple things and they will look amazing. So I think there's a lots of like potential in that.
Great. Thank you very much for sharing, Hanu.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Check out light painter Hanu Hutamo's amazing light graffitis on his website at www.hanuhutamo.com or find him on Facebook at Hanu Hutamo Photography. And if you missed part of this interview, don't sweat it. Head on down to our website, bfm.my, to download the podcast, or you can search for it on the BFM mobile app, available on the App Store and on Google Play. I'm Jermaine B, and this is Korea's Unusual, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.